Welcome to the Stuff and Suggestions segment of the S-Words podcast. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dom Nguyen.
And with us, we have two guest hosts, returning guest host, Mr. Danny Suthavarakam from oopback.com. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
And also a new guest host, we have Ian from Mac Hall. How are you doing, Ian?
Can't complain.
All right. So let's go straight into the Stuff segment. What is everyone doing this week?
All right. So I'll start with my five. My five is actually Jay Chou. I've started listening to his music, November's Chopin and stuff like that. He's a huge Chinese pop star, and I like his music.
I'm actually surprised you're listening to him all of a sudden.
It's not really all of a sudden. I watched Fearless again, aka Huo Yuan Jia.
This is the Jet Li film, right?
That's the Jet Li film.
I love that.
Yeah.
I saw that movie without sound with Mike on a plane to Japan, and so now I'm watching it with sound. It's a lot better.
Are you watching the regular cut or the new director's cut?
I honestly don't know. What's the difference?
I don't know. I haven't seen the director's cut.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my five. Kevin, what's yours?
My number five is more Lone Wolf and Cub. I'm also starting to read, it's not very good, called Welcome to the NHK. What is that?
It's a story about hikikomori. It's much better as a novel, honestly. It is a novel about the mindset that goes into being a Japanese hikikomori and being a social outcast and feeling outside.
I recall that series being really, I'm not sure if the word is awkward or creepy or...
It seems really creepy.
It's supposed to be really creepy. That's the thing, a lot of people who read it don't feel better about themselves. It haunts you if you finish reading it. Because it doesn't have a happy ending either.
Remind me to stop then.
No, I heartily recommend it. Read the novel.
Oh.
But I don't have the novel.
All right, finish reading the manga.
All right, it's okay. I was just checking it out because I remember that being one of those series that ADV was originally going to release, and then all of a sudden ADV folded, and then that series was never going to be finished. Although I think someone else picked up the rights to finish it.
Funimation.
Cool. Yeah, probably them.
But yeah, my number five is pretty much spy shows on cable television. Between Burn Notice and Leverage. It's just something about a good heist show that gets to me.
How is Burn Notice? I hear so much talk about that at the office now.
I like it. It's cool, just because it's very basically MacGyverish, in a sense. But at the same time, in addition to just the random gadgets and things like that, there's also skills that he uses uses in untraditional methods. So it's got a very transferable skill feeling to it. You know, it's one of those things. He's basically out of a job, in that he used to work for some unnamed government organization that cut him off. So now he's stranded.
So actually, speaking of cable spy shows, whatever happened to that stupid show called Let's Rob Mick Jagger?
Oh, no, that became the Knights of Prosperity.
And, well, no wonder it failed.
No, it used to be Let's Rob Mick Jagger, then it became Let's Rob, then it became the Knights of Prosperity, and then it got canceled.
Oh, okay.
I was looking forward to that show, and eventually I found out it had already come out. It's just that, no one cared, and then it just died.
It's like Reaper, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right. I
apparently missed that one completely.
Ian, what's your number five?
I don't know if it's so much pop culture as sleep. Last week leading up to that convention, not doing a whole bunch of that. So it's been a nice relaxing weekend since AOD.
That's good to hear.
I'm waiting for the week when I can put sleep as one of my five.
I'm never going to be able to put that week on because I sleep like a soldier. I lie down and 8 hours later or at 9 a.m., whichever comes first, I will just be up.
I used to be able to do that. I've lost that skill now.
I'm unemployed. You'd figure that I'd be sleeping until 1 a.m.
Right.
1 p.m. or something.
Jerk. No, I would wake up. If I had nothing to do, I would wake up earlier. Here's what happens in summer. During the summer vacation, I will wake up earlier every day so I can do all the things I want to do. But if I have to go to school, I'll be like, I don't know.
So, yeah, sleep is a valid number five. My number four is Shonen Ace, which your wife is reading right now.
Oh, hey.
So It is a monthly manga magazine, a gigantic phone book that I subscribe to. In there, I used to read it for Ratman by Sekihiko Inui.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, this month's chapter is about Fat Man versus Big Bison. Two fast food superheroes, one for Bison Burger, one for Pizza Fat.
Ow.
It's great. It's a great episode. And I used to be reading it for Some Days Dreamers 3, which was a very touching, heartwarming story. I almost teared up at the end, but it finished. So now I am reading it for the Haruhi-chan comedy manga with the little... You don't know about Haruhi-chan? It's four-panel comics, pure comedy. It's actually being animated on YouTube right now. Oh, it's being animated. Okay, and Kadokawa is posting the episodes on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
I should show you a couple of the episodes.
Are those little Nendroid-looking guys?
Those are those little Nendroid-looking guys. So go to the Kadokawa anime channel on YouTube, and you can see things like that for free. And they're subtitled, too. That's my, I've sort of given away my number three. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, actually, it's kind of strange for me to say this, but I'm going back to watching anime, and only for the sole reason.
Hajime no Ippo.
Hajime no Ippo.
Oh, yeah.
I actually only watched the first episode when it came out, and then I forgot that there was still more stuff coming out. So, yeah, I'm catching up with it this weekend. So,
Kevin's a big fan of the boxing.
Yeah.
That's okay. And Danny and I, you know, we're okay with that. We talk with our fists all the time. It's just that our fists tend to be wrapped around joysticks.
Controllers of various sorts, yeah. Let's see, my number four is actually I've been playing a game called Auditorium. It's a browser-based game. It's really, really simple in its design, but it's actually sort of a object-based, music-based vector game thing.
Yeah, it's completely blank, right?
It starts completely blank, and then there's just vectors that are on the screen. You manipulate them, you bend them, in order to get them to target points. And the entire thing of it is, the closer you get to the solution for the puzzle, the more sounds play. So there's actually this whole melody sound-based thing. It's what I always imagined, like...
Is it Rez-ish?
I'm not entirely certain if that's would be an after comparison, I don't think.
Is it flower-ish?
Okay, I'm going to have to see flower. I've heard you guys talk about it enough.
Flez.
Okay, now you're just confusing
pixels
me.
Involved.
Yes, basically they're just floating pixels. But the whole thing of it is, I just remember, like, when I was a kid, seeing all those sci-fi shows about seeing all the young people of the populace get totally mesmerized by this one game or show or thing like, or it was usually a game because, you know, they couldn't talk about drugs on kids shows. So they talked about this instead. This is the exact game I was expecting them to be playing. Because it's just got that sort of same mesmerizing factor. So it's very oral, it's very visual, and it's very cool.
Very visual? I mean, so is it 30 minutes of a frog staring at you with the screen flashing?
No, it's like watching a screensaver you control.
All right, then. Cool.
Well, my number four. All right. Watching a screensaver. Hear me out. I have found the best screensaver ever. It's called Uber Nintendo Screensaver.
Uh-oh.
And it plays back recordings of various NES ROMs. And you can set it to be however long you want. It'll just pick it from various points in the movies. And they're not literal movies. It just, like, copies gameplay from ROM files.
Huh.
And so I have it installed at work. And every now and again, I'll just be staring off into space, my screen clicks over. I'm like, which one's that? Bionic Commando.
I'm in love.
Yeah,
I really want to get this.
So it needs an emulator also installed, or does it just do it itself?
You drop in your own ROMs. It also has access to a server of more ROMs that it just pulls from.
Is there one for the Master System?
Not that I've found.
Damn.
Is this only PC, or can I get this for my Mac?
Pretty sure it's only PC.
Oh,
sorry.
It tends to attract quite a crowd in the art pod at work.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yes.
That's just your number four.
Yeah.
Dang.
My number three is Anchorman, because we watched that again last night. Everything that comes out of Steve Carell's mouth in that movie is just pure gold. Pure gold. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love Lamp.
It's good to hear.
Did you ever watch the second movie?
What
the one that
movie?
Used all the footage they didn't use for the actual movie.
No!
It's called Wake Up Ron Burgundy. It was an exclusive pack-in second disc with when you bought it from Best Buy. I think after a while, you could find it at Costco. I have that second disc. I got to find it somewhere.
I want to see it.
It's terrible, though.
Oh,
that's why
it got cut. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's not like the end of Talladega Nights where the stuff that they didn't use was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's it's like an hour and 20 minutes, and I was sort of like, man, I think I didn't laugh at all.
So it's as if you'd watched an entire 80 minutes of You Know How I Know You're Gay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, got it.
All right, my number three is kind of interesting. I caught up with a lot of my podcasts, finally. So I finally caught up with Buzz Out Loud, and I'm also finally catching up with Film Spotting and the CAGcast. All three very, very good podcasts you guys can also check out after checking out our podcast every week. Yeah, so much work on these other podcasts I've been doing, and now I finally can listen to other people's podcasts again.
Nice. My number three, actually, I've actually gotten back into Team Fortress 2 because it's been sitting, like, I think I was given the Xbox 360 version a good year and a half ago, and I just never got around to, like, playing it fully. And because, you know, I got the orange box, played Portal, and then put it down.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And good year and a half later, I come back and go, Team Fortress is a fun little, it's a fun little mise-en-scene. I kind of like the way the whole themes go. And I recently got the sound, recently got the opening theme for it, and it was stuck in my head, so I figured I might as well play the game.
Now, Danny, for the sake of the internet, could you actually define mise-en-scene?
Do I have to?
Yes. If you use a fancy word of theory,
you know it's the grand undefinable.
I know. It's why I know.
Okay, mise-en-scene is basically...
It's why I don't use the word semiotic, even though I could.
You and your vocabulations.
Okay. Mise-en-scene is basically... It's just the overarching sort of concepts and just framework of a series. And Team Fortress, is the whole idea of it is it's very 60s spy show sort of style. You know, the flag is intelligence. And the intelligence is basically just overflowing briefcase of papers. And so they run around with it. And all of the building designs, all the character designs, and everything that's pulled a lot from that sort of era of Cold War era intelligence and just stereotypes.
So the word means awesome?
If done properly, yes. It's basically... The reason why it's good, it's the reason why a movie is good, or the reason why the movie is bad, that does not use any other word that the English language would be able to hold. Guess that's why they went to French.
Ah, French.
Man, I wish you had it on PC. I actually pull it up on PC
so
every once
going
in
to
a
go
while.
Get. I'm looking into it. Now that I've upgraded my computer, I might as well.
But it's you're on a so thumb track ball.
That's half.
It doesn't matter.
Awesome.
It doesn't matter as long as he's playing.
He'll find a way to unlock the Dante class. I'm convinced.
You'll play with me and my friends where
you'll select
Pyro and then just rush the bridge.
Okay, I gotta see that. I'll have to look into that.
And just hope for crits.
All right, Ian?
Well, Valkyria Chronicles, I pulled that out again. Been nursing it, though, like one mission a night.
That's fine.
Mostly because of the reload times. Not that I'm as bad as Dom.
Where if I miss with a single sniper bullet, I will reload the game.
What's wrong with you?
Jeez, man.
I at least wait for three misses.
Hey, man, I told you. I did the entire Inspector fight where you, in any given turn, you have a 50% chance of dying. So you have to load.
Well, that one loads for you. It's kind of convenient that way. It loads for you because it takes you straight to the game over screen.
Yeah, I know.
I only did that once, really. And that was for that... I probably shouldn't talk about it now, should I?
Am I the only one here that hasn't played Valkyria Chronicles?
Yes.
Yes.
And yes.
I'm waiting for the price to drop.
I'm shunning you now. I'm sitting across the table from you anyway, and now I know why. Because are a Valkyria virgin.
I need it to drop to at least 40.
You know what you could do?
Borrow it.
You can borrow it from me. I have two copies.
Woo!
That doesn't help the sales.
Yeah.
Pay
sales
for it
have
at some
been dismal.
Please
sales
pay for it.
No, I will. I am planning to buy it eventually. I even buy games that I've already finished just to at least pay the developer.
I'm sure we covered this already in the Sega podcast, but I will repeat it. You guys should buy Valkyria Chronicles if you have a PS3. Please. People at Sega need jobs.
Also, in this case, they've clearly earned work. Please pay for it.
Please.
It's very pretty.
It's very pretty.
Every time I load it up, I just stare at it and try and dissect how they put it together. It's like, well, if I rotate the camera slightly to the left, I can see the layers on the sky. Up, I'm staring too much.
You may know that Ian McConville here, he's a professional digital artist, so in a lot of games, he spends much time staring at the ground, and I go, what are you doing? There's a seam right here. Look, you can see them just patching the ground together.
I do All right. not regret anything.
Want to bring us to number two, Dom?
Well, my number two can't be the same as my number one, can it?
Well, I say you can repeat anything you want every week if it's still occupying your time every week. Well, no, I already know what my number one is. I already know what your number one is. I already know what your number one
is. I was just hoping that I could, squeeze. No, we'll squeeze in more of it later.
Save it to number one.
Save it for number one. All right. My number two is I'm going back through my music and just starting to organize things finally. I have a very, very large number of CDs that I haven't ripped yet. I have a very large number of things that I just never put on CDs. And, I should probably put Like a Boss into some sort of playlist, right?
All right. My number two is, man, what a great transition. My number two is the album Incredibad from the Lonely Island, those three guys from the Lonely Island. And yes, Like a Boss is an excellent song that we cannot sing or play for you to make sure that we're still not an explicit podcast, but definitely check it out. Incredibad.
So that's your day? You die? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look into that at some point, but my current number two is, well, it's been mentioned before, I started playing World of Warcraft, and, well...
One of us!
Not one of you!
I kind of like it. I mean, it's basically exactly what I thought it would be. Diablo with camera angles and more people. Okay. And you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because, well, I like Diablo.
I have one question for you.
Yes?
Are you a gnome?
Not yet.
He can't be a gnome. He's a hunter.
Ha.
Sorry. Needed the gun.
He named his Warcraft character after a Valkyria character. He named him after Ted.
So I have an excuse to go, "Hi, I'm Ted." And as I throw a grenade.
I'm sure you know this story by now. All right. Ian, you're number two.
Resisting to multibox World of Warcraft.
Yeah, you see, Danny and I have been doing this thing called the Refer a Friend program. And because I told Danny, "Hey, Danny, there's this World of Warcraft game you should play. Here, let's play together and earn triple experience points." So after approximately 4 hours of actual gameplay, we're both level 30, essentially.
What?
Yeah. And so if you do it to yourself and you just say, "I'm going to start a new character on a new account," then you can do it to yourself and you go, "Hey guys, let's level really, really, really fast." And then at level 40, we'll click on this button called Grant Level.
That'll get you to level 60.
I log on just to give these to the hairy eyeball.
Yeah.
Luckily, the hairy eyeball doesn't transfer that well.
This is a very convincing selling point.
Isn't it, though?
Later on, I will ask you to tell me more.
Sure.
I'm interested in your theories.
And would like to subscribe to your magazine.
All right, this leads into my number one.
Is it Street Fighter?
Maybe. Actually, it's more like Street Fighter!
Four!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The clothes don't fall off when you hit them.
No, sorry.
No.
I'm sure that caused at least 1,000 fists on the internet to shake in anger because the song stuck in their heads again.
Is that the Exile song?
That's the Exile song.
It's one of those songs that you'll never get a neutral opinion about. There are people who love it. There are people who hate it. I think there's a grand total of like two people in the world who are just sort of okay with it. But that's it.
So yeah, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter because I'm learning how to play Dictator at an actually competent level, and I need to do this. Otherwise, Danny will Dan me all the time. He Danned me today already.
Dan is, in fact, rapidly becoming my primary character. A concept.
Wait, Save it for your number one.
Yeah, what is your number one? My number one is Street Fighter 4, in case I didn't catch on.
Yeah, I think it's fairly clear from course of the last couple of minutes that my number one is in fact Street Fighter 4 for some reason.
We even have it running right now. You might actually be hearing it in the background.
Albert is
not
playing it right now.
And yes, I have the best view of it. And well, it's taking a lot of discipline for me to not peel myself away and hit start on the second player controller.
You're slouching a little more than before, Danny. Are your pants a little tight?
It's helping your mic posture.
It is helping your mic posture.
Gee, thanks, guys.
It's like you're at the starting line.
Those controllers are wireless, you know.
Yeah, I know, but that would require me to play on a controller.
They're also extremely loud.
So the joysticks are extremely loud, but those are wired. That's what's keeping him from running over. If we had a wireless joystick, you'd be hearing...
I wish I could refute it. But it's the truth.
It is the truth. I'm envious too. As soon as we're done with this podcast, we're running over.
Ian?
Well, I hate to break the combo here, but I downloaded the Phantasy Star Universe demo.
Ooh. And Phantasy Star Universe?
The PSP version of Phantasy Star
Portable, yeah. Huh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Aptly acronymed PSP.
Yeah. If I could find my PSP, then that would probably be my number two, but I can't find my PSP right now.
Well. Oh my god.
I know. Isn't that stinks in my I had a lot of music on that thing I liked.
I don't
to
know what's
to.
Worse, whether that means that you just are really good at losing things or you just never thought to use it for so long it got itself lost.
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's dig into the mailbag after we have a resounding reply of, three Street Fighter IVs and a Phantasy Star.
All right. Our first email comes from Luke Wren. He actually just gives us an entire crap load of S-word subjects.
Uh-oh. Let's see him.
I'm just going to go through these really quickly. Silent Hill, Super Mario, Shigeru Miyamoto, Sonic, check. Sean Connery, Smash Brothers, Star Wars, Scientology.
Scientology?
Scientology?
Sayonara, which I guess he wants to talk about greetings and farewells with that one. That's a bit difficult for us.
The thing is that if we got into the topic of Sayonara, I would have to start talking about the movie Sayonara, which I don't know if you've ever seen before.
Sorry.
It's a 1950s era movie, I think, around... anyway, it was one of the very first movies that starred Asians in sympathetic roles.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've seen one of those.
I know, I think I've seen like one or two of them before in my life. But anyway, also I would probably start talking about the Japanese words that Americans are supposed to be able to know how to say.
I'd start to talk about Xenosaga, and nobody wants that.
No. All right, anyway.
All right, going back to the list. Skateboarding, Simpsons, Samuel L. Jackson, Squaresoft, Seinfeld, sitcom Samus Aran, Sony, Soul Edge / Caliber, Samurai, stand-up comedy, slapstick comedy, Spyro, sequels, Schwarzenegger, SNK, Superman, Spider-Man, soccer, Shakespeare, swimming, Sylvester Stallone, science fiction.
Shakespeare. Yeah,
the funny thing is that there are at least 10 of those on the list already. So
Yeah, that's why he says most of these you've probably already considered, but I hope there's some amongst these that provoke the why didn't we think of that reaction?
No, not really.
Actually, yeah, we have most of these on our preliminary list. I think the one that stands out the most that I think I forgot was...
Don't say Shakespeare.
I don't know. Shakespeare is on our preliminary
Just
list.
Just checking.
All right. It is Seinfeld. Although, I don't know. I think I'm the only one here that watched Seinfeld the entire way through, right?
I didn't watch the entire Seinfeld.
We might do sitcoms.
Yeah, sitcoms
later
would be
on.
Easier.
We don't have very many television topics.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, thank you, Luke. Let's go into Justin Barrett's email. He says, as the title suggests, I have an idea. How about surviving a zombie outbreak as a topic? I think
that's
this
really
would be,
specific.
Yeah, I think it would be more like surviving stuff. Surviving something.
Maybe we could wrap it into a survival horror topic for Resident
Evil 5.
We should
get a video camera and then have Dom pretend to be
cameras.
A survivor man in the backyard.
Oh, God.
I mean, he does have the backyard for it, and it's just wild nature-y enough that, but no.
Now, if we're going to do survival horror and use a video camera, it's got to point at walls and such, because it can't be useful in any way.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The cameras and those things are always terrible.
You got to also be bumping into the wall enough times, don't
you? Yeah, and also you need to turn around at random because this camera reverses on you.
That's true.
Yep.
All right, he also follows up with, I love this podcast, and I am looking forward to the upcoming Sega episode. And thank you for taking the time to read this message. All right. Thank you, Justin.
We hope you liked the Sega episode earlier this week.
Kat Smith, who wrote into us previously, was explaining the socks thing. She was just thinking about socks, she says. A lot of socks, knee-high, anklet, toe socks, thigh-high socks, sock puppets. I like sock puppets.
Sock
That's
puppets
a good
would be
idea.
A fun one.
And sock monkeys.
Ah.
But I don't know how much we can talk about those. I've never even had one.
The sad thing is that I can probably talk about socks for a good 15 minutes just talking about Japanese fetishes.
Yeah,
I can tell you guys about absolute territory, but no, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
It'll lower your purity score.
Wow. Speaking of purity, she also says, how about talking about snow? Apparently, there's a lot of snow in North Dakota where she's from, and there is pretty much no snow where we are.
You see, here's the thing, is that Ian's from a place where it actually snows. Danny's from Southern California.
Yeah, I'm kind of
confused
about the whole rain thing.
I've touched snow twice in my life. One time in Chicago.
I've been to where it snows. I've been in snow, but, I mean, Ian's our expert on it. He likes it.
Yeah, I miss it thoroughly, actually.
Oh.
I have a coworker, actually, who had never seen snow in all his life until, like, age 20, and he finally got to handle some, and he was disappointed that it was wet.
Nice.
He thought it was going to be potato flakes, like in the movies?
Yeah.
Here's a hint. Snowballs hurt, especially if you just pack them in long enough so that the outer edge isn't ice.
So they're just ice, yeah.
Or you pour water on them, like a like
make a
jerk.
Purposeful ice ball.
Yeah, that's when you're being a jerk. Did you ever do that, Ian?
Well, it's the only way you get any good velocity on them.
Yeah, see? Snow is a great place to visit, but I don't know if I'd want to live there.
It's the sole reason we didn't have kilts at my wedding.
I'm glad of that.
I'm thankful for snow now. I don't know about you.
Hey, man, if pictures of me in a kilt would get at least, you know, a 3 on Hot or Not, all right?
All right, thanks, Kat, for making me think of Dom in a kilt in the snow.
I did not need that.
No,
thank
to
you.
Another person that wrote into us last week, Monica Blake likes to tell us, salutations, S-word syndicates. There's a whole bunch of explanation, but the thing at the end, she says she'd like to suggest one more S-word, sparrows, but I think this is supposed to be swallows because she's talking about in relation to a movie that begins with M and ends with Monty Python and the search quest for the Holy Grail.
Oh, African ones or European ones?
She does not say.
I don't know.
I thought it was supposed to be what's the airspeed velocity of.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know that. Okay, yeah, I got it. All right, thanks.
Come on, man. Monty Python quotes are the fundamental currency of male discourse.
All right, we have man, I'm going to butcher this name, Arun Philodox. And he says, during our Sega podcast, we should probably talk about Sonic. Anything else? Okay, thank you, Arun.
I'm glad we talked about Sonic because, I mean, why wouldn't we talk about Sonic? You should expect these things. It's like saying, you should cover Mario when you do Shigeru Miyamoto. It's going to happen.
Well, that's the thing I was wondering about. Like, if we did do a Sega podcast and then we also wanted to do a Sonic one, would we talk about Sonic in the Sega one or save that Sonic talk for the Sonic talk?
No. We talk about what we're going to talk about. There's no stopping the conversation.
All right, going on to another email from Michael Tseng. He actually gave me a great suggestion that the mailbag should have been called Suggestions. And now it's called Suggestions. So thank you, Michael.
Thanks for your suggestion, Mike.
His other suggestion is Second Life, which I don't think we're going to be talking about. I don't think any of us have ever used it.
And also Second Life. Well, I've used it before. It's just that the average user, how many minutes is it?
16 minutes in a given month.
The average user of Second Life is in there for 16 minutes every
month. Wow, dang.
Yeah.
And so it got a lot of hype, but it never actually amounted to anything other than people making explicit models and just showing them to each other. Because, yeah, we can't really do a complete Second Life topic without being incredibly explicit.
I did download that game back in college. Well, I use the term loosely. I was interested, so I spent about a week designing my own character, did a lot of texture work, made this sort of robot-looking maquette thing. It looked pretty cool. And then I realized there was nothing else to do. Well, nothing I was interested in.
Yeah,
interesting.
There were plenty of things to do, but just the wrong do and the wrong things. And since this is not an explicit podcast, I will go no further.
All right. So Dark Ace Theory also has a suggestion for us, and that would be to take some of the suggested S-word topics that we can't really talk about that much, throw them all into a hat, and every week pick one out and name that segment Scraps. Basically, I think he's talking about 5-minute segments about any word that starts with the letter S, which I think is actually a good idea. So, we could probably
I choose Scrapula. Scrapula comes first.
Anyway. I'm taking your spleen then.
Oh, no, spleen comes. It was going to be my second. No.
We've got some other titles, not just Scraps, but also Stuffing, Shuffle, or Spin Cycle.
We might do those on weeks where we go under our time quota and we just say, hey, we have 5 spare minutes. Why not?
All right. And no preparation, right?
No preparation at all.
Okay. And he has some few topic suggestions. Soccer, we saw that one before. Samurai, which we've also seen before. And He suggests Interstellar 4-5, which doesn't really start with an S, but the fives look like S's.
No.
No?
Then we would get into messy territory because Danny would start talking about the Kamen Rider series Fies.
And yeah, it would never, ever stop.
Yeah.
Alright.
We're already pushing the edge of this S-word thing with Sporn Games, alright?
Alright, thank you, Dark Esther. I think that's actually a great idea, and I think we actually will start using that sometime soon in the future.
Sporn Games?
No. Scrap Games.
Oh, okay.
Scrappy Sporn Games. Woo-hoo! Anyways, that is the end of the suggestions. So, you can probably find us online at our website at www.s-words-podcast.com. Also find us on Twitter, pretty much the only way that Dom's been on Twitter. The account is s_words. And there's also the Facebook group in which we do have a discussion board, but it seems like we're the only ones posting to it. So I'm wondering whether I actually freed up the permissions to allow people to post or not. But yeah, let me know if it hasn't worked out. Anything else? You can reach us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. And we're going to go back straight into Street Fighter 4 now that we're done with the podcast. Everyone cheer and actually go straight into a quote sound off. So start off the quote sound off, Mr. Dom.
Koko ga kisama no hakuba da!
The day you met Bison is the day that defined the rest of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday.
God, I suck at this game.
Victory.
That's Sam Show, not Street Fighter.
Sam Show starts with two S's, dude. Street Fighter has one.
Stay your bed.
Actually, no, sorry. Let me try that again.
I'll stay your hand with your brother.
So for the longest time, like, he assumed it was, I'll stay in your house with your brother. I just assumed it was, I'll stay in my hands with your bra. Which made even less sense.
Ah, SNK Glish. Give you my knock for justice.
I swear, that's the only game I've ever seen that actually put back a typo.
Yes. Victor Lee, because Victor of demand.
Oh, you know, Victor Lee, they put back?
They put back in Samurai.
In 3, they corrected the typo. Or not the typo, but the English. In 4, they put it back.
All right, so this is how the format's going to go. We're going to...